Hello, welcome to Newspox. It's Wednesday the 28th of March, and today it's going to be slimline.
Yes.
We're not going to go on for half an hour.
Yeah, we're just going with it.
We're just going to do the news.
What's the news?
A girl was found in a bathtub full of sand in Japan. She was an English teacher, sort of TEFL teacher.
So she was ever so beautiful.
Yes, I saw a picture from the news last night and she was very beautiful. She looked like she'd... not beautiful in an intimidating way, beautiful in a, she'd be a nice friend kind of way.
Mm. So, yeah, that's a shame.
They've
not much real way to go, is it?
No, just think why the bath was full of sand.
And stuck outside on a balcony.
Yeah, a bit strange.
In Japan. A boy of 15 was arrested last night after raping an 11-year-old boy.
A boy was 15 who did it?
Yeah. 15-year-old boy raped an 11-year-old boy.
Because I saw on the news that they were after some fella because this 11-year-old boy got raped in the woods on the way to school. I nearly cried when I heard that. It was just horrible. The news was really depressing yesterday.
Mm.
Here's a tip. If you go to the gym,
yeah,
don't listen to the news. It's depressing. Even children's BBC is better than that or Countdown.
Okay. Tip taken.
But it was a 15-year-old boy.
Fucked up.
That is weird, isn't it? A policeman... found a loophole in Tesco's club card loyalty scheme, and he got 18,000 air miles. He's now been convicted of cheating them. So, I don't know, if it's a loophole, surely that's not cheating.
No, it's not.
That's exploiting,
yeah.
As Martin Lewis, the money saving expert,
suggests. What was the loophole?
Doesn't say, it's only a very brief story.
No.
Guessing they're trying not to encourage anyone else to do it.
Cats can move their ears independently of each other.
I've seen them do that. Lindsay Lohan, she went very quiet while she's in rehab, but now, who knows what's happening. Paris Hilton's been out dancing the night away,
mm-hmm.
because she's been dumped by some Stavros, but Stavros is now apparently going out seeing canoodling with Lindsay Lohan.
I thought she's on page, with Robbie.
This is, yeah, page 3 of this newspaper, page 21. Here's Lindsay Lohan canoodling with Robbie. So...
And in fact, she's not even... She isn't canoodling, is she?
They're next to each other.
Yeah.
I have to say, post-rehab, both of them look fairly awful. I know we're supposed to say that you look so much better now.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment, both of them are looking quite shaky, I'd say.
Mm. Oh, well, we'll keep a close eye.
So, yeah, Lohan's back on the rampage, I think it's safe to say.
Nicole Kidman.
What about her?
Preggers.
Lesbian.
She's been having fertility treatment. So she can, that means she can get preggers and drink from the honey cup at the same time.
It's interesting how her and Tom Cruise never managed to produce children between them. They just adopted, but now they've both gone their separate ways. They've both become fertile.
Well, she hasn't. She's been having...
So she's been having
special treatment. But yeah, there's a slow bit going on there, but I don't think that will come out for a while.
Cheese news.
Ooh, I like cheese.
Well, there's a lot of cheese fans out there. There's been a webcam, has been up since January. It's focused on one truckle. I'd just like to say a big, big word up to the word truckle. Very good. Also the word girdle. A truckle of cheddar in Somerset, and basically this webcam has been on it, focused on it since January.
Mm-hmm.
The big 40,000 cheese fans have clicked on the site to have a look at some cheese doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow, 10 o'clock, big news. A man's gonna taste it. He's gonna stick it, put a dibber in it, take out a bit of cheese, and see whether it's done or not yet. Give it a sniff.
Right.
So. That's going to be the big thing on this webcam.
I would suggest don't bother logging on to watch that.
Well, I reckon so many cheese fans are going to see a man smelling some cheese that it's going to crash.
Go home, smell your own cheese, maybe eat some. This is quite sad. A very handsome professor at Magdalen College threw him...
Magdalen.
What did I say?
It's Magdalen, which is how it's... I'll tell you this, Sina. It's how it's written, but it's not how it's pronounced.
But maudlin? If you say somebody's feeling maudlin, that's spelled completely different.
Don't ask me why, well, I just know this.
Okay, well, Magdalen College.
Magdalen.
Threw himself off the top of the tower, which, and his wife was just about to give birth to their first child.
That's awful.
It's horrific.
Poor wifey, I say.
Yeah.
She's going to have to go through birth on her own now, just knowing the handsome professor husband's just killed himself.
Yeah, and he looked pretty cheeky, and the kids said, yeah, he was brilliant. Sad.
I don't know why I'm even doing this to it. Apparently, Londoners earn more than the rest of the country, 20% more than the average earnings. The North East, 14% below the average earnings. But then surely the cost of living in London is at least 20% more.
Yeah.
So it all evens out. We're all as basically as poor as each other, I think, ultimately.
Yeah. You know, those bombers who tried to blow up some stations in London.
The 21/7 bombers.
Yes.
One of them, though, you know they're on trial, there's a picture of them, and there's the one who's supposed to be the ringleader, and there's a picture of him. He looks a complete mong. Do you know what I mean? He looks really dopey, his mouth open, half open. You go, he doesn't look like he could organise a piss up in a brewery, which he probably wouldn't, because he's Islamic at all.
And also, a brewery would be the wrong place for piss up, really. I mean,
well, yeah, you better put it in a pub, yeah. Or
at home, get some.
Anywhere but Bourneville.
Yeah.
In fact, it looks a little bit like a lump.
Well, anyway, the questioning has taken an interesting line, something that never occurred to me. They said, did you try and bomb Oval because of the Oval Office, White City because of the White House, and Shepherd's Bush because of President George Bush? They said, it was a joke. It was a hoax.
If you were going to bomb some tube stations, which ones would you go for? I'd go for Cock Fosters.
Would choose. Happy enough.
Island Gardens. Heathrow. Terminal 5 is going to open a year yesterday. And that's jolly exciting.
Has it opened yet?
No, it opens in a year, basically.
Right.
A year yesterday. That's why it was in the news. It's going to be the biggest freestanding building in the UK. In fact, it already is. They've actually pretty much finished most of it. Mm-hmm. They've even started doing landscaping the gardens. It's costing $4.3 billion. And it's going to be good. Apparently, it's going to have the shops right next to the bits. What's the bit where you wait? The gate.
Oh, yeah.
The shops are going to be right at the gate, so you don't go and have a boring hour where you just sit there going, nothing's going to happen. You can go around Tiffany's or eat at Gordon Ramsay's restaurant, which is going to be there. It's going to be so wanky.
That's good, because that bit is boring.
It is
so
boring.
So it's like, oh, once I've gone through, then that's it. So
and then, you know, you can't even go get a drink anywhere or anything. So, yeah, that's going to be where British Airways go from. First flight will be from Hong Kong, and they'll land there. Apparently, they're looking for 16,000 people on March will test act as passengers to test the new terminal. So, that's quite a lot of people. I wonder how you get the job of testing the terminal, because I quite like to go and test, you know, the Wetherspoons there.
I'd like to test some Tiffany jewellery.
Yeah, that'd be quite good.
Nick it. Prisoners have run riot after having a binge on pooch that they made using
lemons.
Marmite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It brewed tomato. I suppose it's got yeast in it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I've got Guinness Marmite, which I got from Waitrose. I haven't tried it yet.
I was about to say, how is it?
But I haven't tried it yet. I think it's not vegetarian. Mm. I bought it and realised it probably wasn't, because Guinness isn't. But
is it not?
No, it's got some bits of bone in it or something. Huh. But it's very minimal, and there's a very minimal amount of Guinness in the Marmite, so I might try it anyway. Mm-hmm. Which is, I'm not principled.
We'll remember this for future rants about cruelty to animals.
I was thinking about giving it to you as a present, but probably. Hotels, they're expensive. They cost different amounts in different places. The least expensive hotel in Nottingham, £61 is the average price. Where everyone knows, Nottingham is the best place to ever stay in a hotel in the world.
And just for those listeners that don't know why, do you want to just very briefly?
Because I went and stayed in a hotel in Nottingham, and then the next morning I got up and went to the lift, and I got in the lift, and Morton Harkett was in the lift, and I couldn't speak. I was so excited.
And what happened between you and Morton?
He raped me, and I had his baby, and I tell you what, it was beautiful.
And what happened to this so-called baby?
Flushed it down the toilet, didn't like it, got bored.
Good. Here, there's a miniature headline. It says, teenager guilty of father's murder.
Not his own father's?
No, not his own father's.
But this is like my story, when like the elephant and the wife. They just describe people, instead of saying man or woman, they're now, it's like it's more worthy, it's like, if they kill someone with a child.
Yeah, it's like if you kill me, it'd be Michelle, guilty of sister's murder.
No, it wouldn't.
Anyway. Because I'm a sister.
Oh, you're a sister.
Or
oh,
daughter.
I see, yeah.
Yeah, Michelle. Because I'm somebody's daughter.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
It's the same thing. Not really.
It's a really sad story, and it seems like the police have been quite negligent because this guy. If you look at him, he was a dad, and he was like 22, but he looks possibly 13 at the most.
18.
That's the boy who did the stabbing.
17.
Yeah, the one who got stabbed though was 22, and he looks like he was 13.
No, it says 18 in here.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was older than that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm murdering the 22-year-old. Yeah, a 17-year-old boy who cannot be named was cleared of murdering the 22-year-old.
Yeah, but he did murder the 18-year-old. Right, next story.
10,000 people applied to be in The Apprentice, which is on tonight at 9 o'clock on BBC One. There's fears over one of the contestants, which I think is unfounded because it's all filmed quite a long way in advance. Uh-huh. So probably it's not like Big Brother, it's not filmed in real time. Uh-huh. One of the women who's in it, Jadeen, 4 years ago was sectioned under the Mental Health Act. She's all right now. Otherwise, they wouldn't have let her in. But
that does happen. People do get better.
That's the thing, and I think, you know, just because you've had one breakdown, does it mean, or whatever. It's not like, you go, if you've got cancer, you're not allowed to do anything ever in case you get ill again, if you've got over it.
Yeah.
So, I'm worrying unnecessarily.
Yeah, I think they should shut the fuck up.
More TV news.
We're both on to Heather here, aren't we?
Yeah, I was going to do some other TV news. Okay. Bad news for the soaps today.
Oh.
They've had a lot of trouble. Lots of people have been suspended. That fella, Gus, Mohammed George, who's in EastEnders, he's been suspended from EastEnders and given detentions for
a month. He'll be missed. Why?
Because he... it got a police caution for assaulting his girlfriend, so he's had to apologise for bringing the soap into disrepute, and he's been temporarily banned with immediate effect. Also banned is Bruce Battersby, Les Battersby, sorry, not, and he's played by Bruce James. I don't even watch Coronation Street. He's in Coronation Street. He apparently got drunk and insulted fans he was at a restaurant pissed, and he. Worst of this is that he discussed the outcome of the Tracy Barlow murder trial in front of fans while he was drunk and abusive. So he's been suspended as well.
He's notorious for being a cunt. He got thrown out of a pub.
He looks like a cunt.
In Edinburgh.
Mm. He does look like a cunt. I don't think he even knows what's going to happen to Tracy Barlow. They filmed two endings. Who knows which one they're just going to do a lucky dip on there. See what happened.
Yep.
So, Heather Mills.
Interestingly, I said Heather. Do you think maybe her public profile's changing?
We've started calling her...
Well, I just called her Heather.
We've stopped calling her Mucker.
Well, I don't want to, but maybe my perception's changed because...
I think you just read it because the headline says Heather, not Mucker. That's just what... It was the first thing that grabbed you.
Okay. We'll see
so
how it goes.
She's doing her Strictly Come Dancing. Oh, Dancing with the Stars, as it's called in the US. I said that she'd got away with not being chucked out. Mm-hmm. But actually, the first elimination doesn't happen until last night. Was that...
She's done all right. I'm not sure she's
done a backflip.
Beatles fans are still campaigning for Mills to be eliminated from the competition.
Well, she, you know, it's... We don't know if she's in or out, but this is interesting. She insisted that the guy that she danced with was gay because she didn't want no trouble off him. I think rather than actually him sexually harassing her, because she's frankly irresistible with her one leg. It was more that she was worried that the papers would say she was fucking him. Mm. So she insisted that she have a gay partner, which is a bit weird. Well, not weird, just sad, maybe.
Maybe yeah. It's sad, I don't know.
Cherries? Can't say the word cherry if you're Christine Aguilera or panties. Otherwise you'll be censored by the BBC. But if you're Nicholas Lyndhurst, you can say tits, crap, and bugger.
Yeah, and shit.
Who makes the rules? Anyway, there's some cherries which have been cultivated out of season. They're selling for £20 for a 300 gram punnet by Tesco's, which is nearly £1 a cherry, apparently.
Is anybody buying them? What's the point?
I don't know. They're so expensive because they're so unecological, I think. They're being farmed out of season, so they're having lots of light, and it's very expensive and labour intensive to farm cherries out of season. So what we could do is just wait 2 months and have some nice cherries, maybe locally produced, instead of, well, I mean, I'm glad people have to pay through the nose for them, but I think Tesco's will see the error of their ways when nobody buys cherries that cost so much. Ridiculous. Who likes cherries that much?
I like a cherry,
but you know, not that much.
I wait until they're a pound a penny.
You're not going to spend £20
on it. Just looking at Metro here. Picture of Posh. She's wearing a kind of t-shirt that only has one sleeve. Looks, you know, it covers her. And here it says, ripped t-shirt that left little to the imagination. She goes, oh, fuck off.
I can see her armpit. I mean, if she lifted her arm, I could see her armpit.
You could see her.
I could see
arms.
I could see her shoulder. To be honest, you could see more if she was wearing a stringy vest.
Yeah.
A spaghetti strap vest. I've got news about the Trogs and the Buttes.
Oh.
Might never happen.
Really? Why?
Well, there's new scientists have done some new research, and they're trying to work out why it hasn't kind of already happened. Because if all the nice, good, you know, all the gorgeous people currently breeding with the other gorgeous people, how come they don't all have super gorgeous children?
Is it because nice women go for bastards?
That is part of it,
right?
And midgets. The other part is that apparently they think that there's something called the Lek paradox, which points out that actually what survival of the fittest isn't necessarily true, and even there'll even be genetic defects in people, genetic mutations in couplings that are kind of genetically strong. There'll always be and the DNA doesn't necessarily repair itself, and blah blah blah. I don't really understand it, and I couldn't work out why I couldn't understand
that, that makes sense.
But then they said it's not previously understood, this whole genetic diversity thing. So that means that that's why I couldn't understand it, because no one understands it. It's not been understood before.
I understand it.
Oh, it's been understood now then. So anyway, Trogs and Buttes might not happen.
It will.
Well, we'll see.
All of Jerry Hall's children are dyslexic.
Fact. Channel 5 on Friday, it's their 10th anniversary.
Fucking hell, that came around quickly.
It did come around quickly. Do you remember the Spice Girls did the theme tune?
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think they went like that.
5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Something like that. So,
5, 4, 3, 4,
a little bit of retrospective on Channel 5. Anything you particularly enjoyed on Channel 5?
I used to love Sunset Beach.
That's been listed as one of the low lights, but I think most of their low lights are actually really good things.
I like most of their documentaries about mutants.
They do a lot of mutant documentaries. They did the Keith Chegwin naked thing, which, horrific, but at the same time, brilliant. Touch the Truck, that was Channel 5. Of course, House is Channel 5, that's been listed as one of the highlights.
What else have they got?
Well, actually a load of shit. Peter Kay Comedy Store Special.
Yeah, a load of shit.
That sitcom that had Justin in it about prostitutes. I would say the highlights are House, CSI, Law and Order,
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy, very good.
We've never discussed that before, have we?
No, I didn't even know you watched it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I watched all the first series because it was on after House, so. I'm trying not to get into Shark for the same reason. That looks rubbish. Gordon Ramsay. Graham Norton. I don't know why I got those two mixed up. I think it's because that said Ramsay there. He was born, spawned from Channel 5 because he stood in for Jack Doherty. And some other stuff happened on Channel 5. Home and Away brought back. I think Sally might get murdered. I saw an advert.
Oh,
I think she's still in it and she might die. The world's tallest man has got married. He's the fella who was in the news last year because he saved some dolphins because he's got really long arms and he got some plastic out of them. He's getting married to a woman who's 25 years younger than him. He's 54, she's 29. You do the math. And she's two thirds of his height. He's 7 foot tall.
7 foot 9.
7 foot 9. Is he? Oh yeah, 7'8.95", in fact.
Fuck off. And she's 2.3 feet.
Well, no, she's two thirds of his size.
2.3 feet.
That doesn't. you don't do the maths, Ina. You're not very good at it. That's a picture. I'll show you in a minute. Now, there's a little bit in here. Christina Ricci going, I love Sam, he texts me all the time. It's just a quote from her. Christina Ricci on her new boyfriend, Samuel L. Jackson. Are they getting out with each other?
No.
Or are they just friends?
Friends.
Well, I don't know.
They can't be.
Tit for tat going on today with the US and the UK embassies and immigration. Mm-hmm. We refused entry to Snoop Dogg. They're now saying, no, we don't want Russell Brand, we're not having him.
Fair enough.
He's on a rampage, won't he? You know, I think it's a fairly good exchange. If we could just negotiate and say, look, we'll take one of your convicted criminals. You can have drunken, shagging...
Russell Brand.
...disease-spreading Russell Brand.
Lamar has bought his own island.
Sorry. I know where you got that from. It's very funny. There's the picture of the tall man and the short lady.
Bless him.
He's tall, she's short. He's also got a very long face.
I want to see if he's got a very long cock, to be honest.
I thought you might. I thought you'd like this. Jelly bags are back. £4, best accessories.
I've got one. They were back last year as well. But the handles are quite uncomfortable to carry.
They were never very good.
No.
Right, well, I think that's the news. Let's see. 22 minutes. Put it there, partner. Thanks. You said check on. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Enjoy The Apprentice tonight.
Enjoy the spring.
Enjoy House. Enjoy the Channel 5's 10th anniversary.
And on Sunday afternoon, treat yourself to a little bit of cheesy pasta and a wank.
Can they have a roast dinner? Good roast thing.
A spit roasting.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm a bit worried about The Apprentice being on a Wednesday night, because it means we're not going to discuss it, but hopefully we'll remember by Monday, and we will be able to discuss it.
Well, you go on about nothing else, to be honest, when it's on, so...
Yay! Excited.
Switch off.
Bye!